After large storm events, including 2011's Hurricane Irene, took a major toll on New England's infrastructure with widespread flooding throughout the Northeast, environmental advocates, engineers, and officials with the state government are now educating the public on how communities can safely upgrade their stream crossings and culverts to both protect the environment and the public from harm. And environmentalists are arguing that the effects of climate change will continue to bring serious storms to the area, increasing the need for cities to modernize flood control infrastructure. Allison Bowden is the freshwater director of the Nature Conservancy in Massachusetts.
If we had culverts that were constructed in a way that could be more resilient to flooding, we would save a lot of money by building more cost-effective structures. And we would also improve the environment by allowing for more passage of fish and wildlife under roads. So the combination of those two things is good for both people and nature.
And that would mean constructing stream crossings that have as little of an impact on wildlife as possible. So instead of a crossing funneling a stream into a culvert or pipe, it would actually mimic the natural process of the river.
We're allowing for natural movement of sediment. Rivers actually move a lot of material, including in a big flood, you'll see whole trees move down the river. We want to see all of that just pass through as if the structure wasn't there. And that's actually a big part of why these structures are less likely to fail, because they're protecting and not getting in the way of the natural function of the river.
The experts at each of the day-long workshops will teach consultants, planners, highway personnel, and others how to permit, design, and install improved stream crossings in compliance with state-issued standards. Dave Nyman is a senior engineer at Marlboro-based Comprehensive Environmental, Inc.
Those standards are now being incorporated into regulations, so part of our goal in the workshops is to help people understand how the regulations apply these standards.
However, upgrading existing flood control infrastructure can be costly for cities and towns. Amy Singler of American Rivers and the Nature Conservancy's Connecticut River Program explains.
There are some studies that show that they can cost 20% to 40% more, but there are other studies that show that depending on the crossing, you can be looking at 250% more. So it really, unfortunately, there's no real sort of hard number that we can say, you know, that you're going to have to pay 40% more, but you'll get a longer life. What we can say is that with these crossings, we really do expect them to last longer, but it isn't as simple and direct as a return as we'd like to be able to show at this point.
Julia Blatt, executive director of the Massachusetts Rivers Alliance, said that often a municipality may replace a failed culvert or pipe with a system identical to what may have been destroyed in a flood event due to funding only designated to reach FEMA standards. She said that the state is currently in discussion with the federal government to provide for more upgrades in compliance with the state standards.
State is working very hard with FEMA to get them to change that policy, and we're hoping that will change, and that, you know, in the future FEMA will be able to reimburse communities for money that they've spent toward complying with the state standards, even though that, you know, this is beyond what they had before, a little bit, you know, an upgrade for them.
The organizers of the workshops say that reception of the events have been positive. A workshop scheduled to take place in Pittsfield on Tuesday was postponed due to the threat of winter weather. The next workshop will be held in Greenfield next week at the John Over Transit Center. For more information on the workshops and the Bay State Roads program, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.